rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It is warm out there. That's all I can tell you. Let's check out some temperatures right now. I think that's Freedom. Let me check and make sure. Yeah, Freedom is a hot spot in whole state of Oklahoma, up northwestern Oklahoma at 93 degrees and 90 at Slap Out, 88 at Hollis, 86 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon, and 87 at Putnam, 91 at Lahoma. Let's see here, out in Texas, 89 at Lipscomb, 87 at Miami, and 84 at Dozer, 87 at Wellington, and it's almost 90 degrees at Childress. 89 degrees down there south of the Red River Bridge, south of Altus at Odell. It's getting warming right up. Looks like summer's here finally. We've been lucky. Can't nobody complain yet. But it looks like next couple weeks, according to the Long Ranger, looks hot and dry and few chances for pop-ups here and there, but of rain. So that's the way it goes. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays. Sponsored by Great Plains Bank. You have, I got a whole list of hay over here. 580-225-9697 is the hay hotline. If you got hay that you're wanting to sell, let me know. Or if you're looking to buy some certain types of hay, and do that too. Have that text in to me by the end of the last segment of the show, and we'll go over all that. Again, the last segment of the show, we'll sell some hay today on Hay-Dio. That's what we'll call it. Not a lot going on everywhere, but I seen Savannah at Camrock this morning, and I didn't know this was honestly going on, or I would have said something about it earlier this week or last week on the show, but the Clinton Rodeo is going on July 18th and 19th. Which I think that's this Friday and Saturday. Looks like they got some like 9,000 added money. Got bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding, steer wrestling, tie down roping, breakaway, barrel racing, team roping, all going on this Friday and Saturday night. Starts at 8 p.m. It'll be cooling down. It won't be so hot then. It'll be at the Nance Rotary Park there in Clinton, Oklahoma. It's hosted by the Clinton Roundup Club. Adults are $10, kids 12 and under $5, kids under 3 free. See here, discounted tickets available till July 16th from royalty candidates. Early prices $3, $7 for adult. And if you buy, looks like if you buy some of these tickets early, you're eligible for a $100 nightly raffle drawing. There are some youth events. And got junior barrels. You have to enter with on site with the club. Junior barrels, 14 and under. Peewee barrels, 8 and under. Mutton busting, 5 and under. 50 pounds limit for mutton busting. Mutton button will start at 7 o'clock. I guess they'll have this all going on the hour before the rodeo start. That's this July 18th and 19th at 8 o'clock at Nance Rotary Park. They're at the rodeo grounds in Clinton, America. So, yep, got that going on. And also, I sent an email and I hadn't looked it up yet. I wanted to share this with you out here in the, no matter whether you're from Texas or Oklahoma, but bear with me a second here. Quicker for me to look this up. Coming up July 23rd, which is next Wednesday. And actually, I got approval, and I'm actually going to do my show from out there at the West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas, from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock, the Texas Angus Association Field Day. You're going to be touring the WTAMU Meat Lab and Processing Facility. That's going to be pretty cool. Learn more about the Texas Angus feeder, cattle sales, value-added programs, and how targeting the certified Angus beef brand adds premiums. Free steak lunch. That's the only reason why I'm going. No, I'm joking. There'll be some door prizes. You don't have to RSVP, but they would like for you to, so they can get a head count on the meal. And you can call 817-740-0778, texasangus.com. Go to the website, register on there, or you can email taa@texasangus.com. So that's coming up. I'll mention that again here towards the end of the week, and that'll be at the West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas. So lots going on. Yes, sir. And we got, what else we got going on? Get this out of the way. Brandon, I should be able to get a hold of Brandon today. Coming up this Saturday from 8 to 1 o'clock at Ackley Park is the KECO's Kids Fishing Derby and the Presidio Family Day at the park. This is the 11th annual, and it's a blast. I have so much fun with those kids weighing their fish. I mean, kid brings up a one-ounce perch, and he thinks he's got a largemouth bass that needs to be mounted on the wall. So it's really fun. It's really fun to see the smile on these kids. Fishing is free for all kids under 16. Plus, they can catch a tagged fish worth $100, and they caught them. We've awarded some money out there. You don't have gear, the Department of Wildlife Conservation will be there and have loaner poles, and bait is provided by Totally Outdoor. T-shirts handed out at eight a.m. to the first kids in line. Free mini golf and carousel rides, snacks available on site. So, and once again, 5G storage is giving away a lifetime Oklahoma fishing license to one lucky kid during the event. It's coming up this Saturday. And then again, you know, was talking with Kay and Sherry yesterday on the show about the Dust Bowl festivities coming up. And also, we mentioned, but we'll talk a little bit about it, the Wild Plum Jams coming up. The boys from Western Oklahoma are going to be playing. Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue, Tyler Wilhelm, my boss in here, or one of my bosses, Blake, he's going to be emceeing. I'll be helping him. I'm going to have the t-shirt gun, so bring your safety glasses and helmets, because I'm not going to be very safe with it. No, I'm just kidding. I will be shooting some t-shirts off into the crowd. So general admission is $40, and tickets are going fast. You can get your tickets here on KECOFM.com, or you can go to the Wild Plum Jam on their page, and they got a scan code. Gates open at 5. Music kicks off at 7 p.m., and it's just going to be fun. I can't wait for Tyler to get there. So get ready for the Wild Plum Jam Music Fest coming up this weekend. All kinds of cool stuff going on. Let's check out the markets right now, the current markets, that is. And let's see what cattle took a big hit yesterday. It's still good, though, and it looks like it's recovered a little bit somewhat today. So the board, they can do whatever they want, but they're just not able to keep up with this cash market and go with that. September corn, 402 up 2.5. December, 421 up 3.25. Soybeans for August, 997, down 4. September, 989, down 3.5. August soybean meal, 264.80, down 290. Hard red winter wheat, September 523 unchanged. December down a half at 545. Oil out of West Texas, August 66.32, down 66 cents. Natural gas still creeping up about a penny at a time, but this is the best the gas prices have been a long time. So it's pretty good for our landowners around here that's got minerals. August is 348 plus our oil companies, and it's up 2. Looks like the NASDAQ is in the green. The S&P and the Dow are in the red. Let's check out our cattle. August lives, 222.40, up 305. October, 219.10, up 232. Feeders, August, 322.15, up 267. September 3/21/95 up 237. October 3/20/07 up 237. Lean hogs, August 103.90 up 67 cents. Let's see here. What else we got going on? I think that's in. There we go. Yes. I got somebody text in some hay for sale for the last segment. Anybody looking for some big square bales of good alfalfa cow hay? I'll have you get your pen and pencil ready for later on in the show. All right. The day is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. Speaking of that, her two kids down there, Emma and the baby, are selling eggs, home-raised eggs. Pretty reasonable. I don't remember what they was. I seen her put it on Facebook a couple days ago, but they got chicken eggs for sale. Go by the vet clinic and pick some up. And I think Emma's going to come with me tomorrow night, and we're going to sell tomatoes and eggs and all kinds of stuff at the Elk City Farmers Market. Rumor has it there's going to be bukus of vegetables there tomorrow night. They got 10 new vendors going to be there, and they already had a bunch to start with, so it's going to be huge tomorrow night, and that's from 6 to 7:30. You can show up 30 minutes early if you want, but you're going to be standing in line because they got it in the gated area now, so you can't get in there. So from 6 to 7:30, best place to park in my book is on the streets, Broadway on the street there. Just walk to wherever that grassy area they had last year. They're going to close that off, and so you can't park in there. But still, to park on the street on Broadway would be the best way to get there. At Southwest Flooring is where the farmers market is going to be at. They're going to have food trucks, all kinds of stuff there. And matter of fact, one of the deals there last year that or last week, sorry, that got my attention is a man that I know. He works over there at the USDA offices there in Sayre. He's selling some whole grain pancake mix, and I'm just going to read you the ingredients on it. It just got my attention. Whole grain, wheat flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt. It does contain gluten. Wheat grown, harvested, and processed the old-fashioned way by a fifth-generation Oklahoma farmer. So that's a pretty good pancake mix. And he's also got some whole grain wheat flour, harvested and processed the old-fashioned way. It's a whole grain, hard, white wheat flour. And then also, he's got some hard, white wheat. If you want to do your own grinding and stuff, he's selling that in a sack. It's just whole grain, hard, white wheat. And so check it out tomorrow night at the farmer's market. It's pretty cool stuff. So, all right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and I'll come back. See if I can get a hold of Brandon real quick. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sayre on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. Stoney LaRue, Oklahoma breakdown, it sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, you're not a never-tweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
Mother Nature just did you a big favor. At the end of May, an Oklahoma thunderstorm dropped some very small hail on cars and trucks at Barber Dyson Ford. Those little bitty ice pellets now mean big savings for you. The damage is barely noticeable, but you'll notice the money that stays in your bank account. You may not even see what the hail did, but you'll see the savings. Take advantage of Mother Nature's Hail Changer. Very small damage and very big savings will put a big smile on your face. Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at barberdysonford.net.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All of us have visions and dreams about how we want to spend our golden years. Imagine how you define your golden years, because whatever you dream about comes with a cost. Will you be able to afford these costs and make your potential 30-year dream a reality? Retirement will be here sooner and faster than you think. So imagine if you actually will be living the dream when the time comes, or will you still be dreaming? The planning process can seem like a giant jigsaw puzzle. After retiring and disconnecting from your steady paycheck, will your 401k be able to replace that paycheck? Did you procrastinate too long and not save enough or in the right way to feel confident you won't run out of money before you run out of life? Or will you be scared to spend money and enjoy your golden years for fear of running out of money and then ultimately being the richest person in the cemetery? This is Brian Bacca with Advanced Financial Strategies. Give us a call at 323-6800. Look at our website, retirewithbacca.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 30th. 1,113 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 369 brought 470. 7 at 406 brought 450. 10 at 717 brought 338. 22 at 798 brought 310. 12 at 815 brought 313. 59 at 855 brought 294. 33 at 932 brought 286. 5 head of heifers at 490 brought 370, 4 at 546 brought 322.50, 15 at 690 brought 303.50, 14 at 845 brought 273, 8 at 949 brought 263, 17 at 949 brought 257, butcher cows were 119 to 180, butcher bulls brought 158 to 211, bred cows 700 to 3450, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we got some breaking news. Brandon's going to come in the studio with me tomorrow. And then we're going to call his daughter, Emma, that's going to OSU for ag communication. So we're probably gonna, him and I are probably gonna get our lecture tomorrow on what we're doing wrong when we're doing our interview. So our conversation, not even an interview. I don't do interviews. That's bottom line. I just don't do them. I can't do interviews. We just have conversations. So we're not gonna have the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma livestock auction updates until tomorrow. How about that? 91 degrees at Lipscomb. It's the hottest spot in the panhandle of Texas, actually. And we got heat index at 91. Humidity's 38. Dew point 62. The winds are out of the south at 23. With wind gust up to 29. She is going to get breezy this afternoon, people. So blow dryers are going to be working. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.15 inches of rain so far. 8-inch soil temperature, 78 degrees. There you have it. Okay, let's check out what happened in our big old world of agriculture last night or overnight. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading and amid improving crop conditions in the U.S. 70% of the crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, according to the USDA. That's up from 66% a week earlier, and an improvement from 68% that earned top ratings same week last year. 15% of the crop was setting pods, up from 8% a week earlier, and just ahead of the prior five-year average of 14%. According to the USDA, corn and wheat were also lower overnight amid loft crop conditions. About 74% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged week over week, ahead of the 68% that earned top ratings same week last year. 7% was in the dough stage, up from 3% at this time last year, and the prior five-year average of 5%. Some 34% was silking, up from 18% a week ago, and the average is 33%, so it's up 1%. Winter wheat farmers continue to collect the crop, was 63% now in the bin versus 53% last week. That's just behind the prior five-year average of 64%. Spring wheat conditions also improved, rising to 54% good or excellent versus 50% a week earlier, still well behind the 77% that earned top ratings at this same point last year. If you guys remember from basically Nebraska North, they were getting they got really good rains during the spring wheat growing season last year, so they had a pretty nice crop. About 78% of the crop was headed as of Sunday. That's up from 61% weekly, and the average 75%, the agency said. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 2¾ cents to 10.04 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 30 cents to 281.40. Soybean oil lost 0.17 cents to 53.83 cents a pound. Corn futures for December dropped 3¼ to 414¾ a bushel. Wheat for September fell 3¼ in Chicago to 538¼, while Kansas City futures dropped 2¼ to 520 a bushel. Inspections of corn, beans, and wheat for offshore delivery all declined week over week, according to data from the USDA. Corn assessments in the 7 days that ended on July 10th totaled 1.29 million metric tons. That's down from 1.56 million the prior week, but still ahead of last year's 1.1 million. Soybean inspections totaled 147,000 metric tons, down from 399,000 metric tons the previous week and down from the 175,000 tons same point last year. Examinations of wheat for export dropped to 439,000 metric tons from 522 the prior week and way down from the 622,000 tons shipped out a year earlier. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 57.8 million tons of corn for export. That's up from last year, about 13 million to be exact. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 46.4 million, and that's up a little over 4 million metric tons from last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 2.28 million metric tons, and that's down just a little bit from last year at 2.35. Flood watches, according to the National Weather Service, have been issued for parts of Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, that is, and central Arkansas as thunderstorms are rolling through there. I looked a while ago, they're still rolling through there. Locally heavy rainfall remains possible throughout the day across southeastern Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas. Heat indexes are also going to hit triple digits in that same region. And we've got some thunderstorms north of here in parts of western and central Kansas. And there's a possibility some pop-ups around here. I noticed that one popped up out there north of Shamrock yesterday and hung out there for a while. I never did look, see how much rain they got, but it looked like it was raining pretty good. So, interesting. Okay. We got hay coming up next segment, the USDA hay markets, and some reports on how much hay has been exported, whether it's grass or alfalfa. Got that going on. And what else we got? Oh, Pistol Pete. Let's just go ahead. Not Pistol Pete. Golly, can't believe I just said that. Let's do Pete's pick of the week. And a pair of them were John Deere 6M tractors. Mower conditioner, take the top billing from Machinery Pete's pick. Let's see what they did here. See, this week's Machinery Pete's pick of the week comes from a farm estate auction that took place in Rogers, Ohio at the James Bowersock auction. I hope I said that. Bowersock? Yeah, that's the only way you can say that. Which was helmed by the Kiko Auctions, a John Deere 2023 6120M tractor with a 600R loader attachment, 65 hours on it, sold for $122,500, which is a new record high for auction price for that model. And a 2023 John Deere 6140M with 252 hours on it, no loader on it, sold for $112,000. Pete said that's the second highest auction price of all time on a used 6140M tractor without a loader. The same sale also sold, also had a used John Deere 630 9x9 disc bind mower conditioner implement. It sold for $17,250. Huh. Pretty good. Looks like these people took really, really good care of their equipment. So, let's see here. That's about all he has to say, but there was some really nice equipment that sold up there on that auction. They took care of their stuff. I was looking at that one picture, and it looks like that Pistol Pete sounds better. No, it doesn't. Don't even get me started on that today. Our listeners are messing with me. Had some kind of conditioner rake on the bottom of it, the one with the loader on it, but all the paint's still in that loader. So this thing, well, it had 65 hours on it, so it's brand new. So it's pretty cool. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hello, I'm Adrian Cortez, and my dad, Juan Cortez, who works for Anadarko Dozer and Trucking as a heavy haul driver, is a proud sponsor of the KECO Fishing Derby. We're inviting you to join us this Saturday, July 19th, to the 11th annual KECO Fishing Derby. This event is free for all kids 15 and under. Arrive early and get a free t-shirt. No reel, no problem. Loaner reels will be available along with the free worms. See you this Saturday at the KECO Fishing Derby at Ackley Park in Elk City starting at 8 a.m.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woodward, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwest Oklahoma ag weather update. It's 90, feels like 91. Heat risk is low as of right now. 2.64, humidity's 42. The winds are out of the south at 15. Wind gust up to 20. 99 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the past 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82 degrees. Sunset at 8:56. 96, mostly sunny today, mostly clear, 73 tonight. And Wednesday, hot, 98 degrees, south winds 13 to 15. I know one thing. I left the doors down on my high tunnel last night after picking some maters for the Elk City Farmers Market tomorrow night. And when you get down, if you don't get any lower and then the low 70s, those plants were wilted yesterday. Everybody's crops were wilted yesterday. And it just didn't look. This morning, they recovered a little bit, but they wasn't fully recovered. So that's what you go through. Well, no matter whether you're growing tomatoes or peanuts or corn or whatever, we need to get down in the 60s for those plants to recover fully for the next day. So if you'll notice, driving down the roads the next 2 or 3 days, you'll notice the crops are going to start slowly looking worse and worse every day because they're not recovering, because we're not getting out of the low 70s for lows at night. We need to be in the 60s. And same thing goes on with animals. Take care of your animals. You guys check your water, make sure they got plenty of shade and minerals. Make sure you got your minerals out. And it's hard for them to recover. And if you look on the Mesonet and go to the agriculture part of it and go in there, they'll show you the cow heat index in there and what's going on with cattle. It's a very good app to have on your phone or check it out on your home computer. Pretty good stuff. Okay, I got a couple things I want you to mention to you. If you go to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension's website and go to the Texas Agriculture Law blog, there's some interesting information. Their agriculture law blog discusses and has in there presentations, materials, all kinds of resources in there if you want. And it don't matter whether you're from Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, or Texas. There's some good stuff in there. That's where I found out that Texas is no different than Oklahoma when it comes to selling beef legally to local people, local producers selling beef. That's where I found out how it's done in Texas. It's the same in Oklahoma. Probably one of the biggest questions I get asked is about the carbon market since I started. And I have not really found anybody that will come on my show and talk about the carbon markets, because I think it's really open-ended and there's a lot of things we don't know about yet. But if you get in there in that Texas Agriculture Law blog, there's a deal in there that talks about it from Tiffany Dow, that talks about preparing farmers and ranchers for the evolution of carbon markets. And this is a big resource in there. So go find that. I'm not going to discuss it with you because it's really long, but you can go in there and there's a blog in there that includes the introduction of carbon markets, hot topics, carbon insets versus carbon offsets, frequently asked questions, risk management checklist, how to find an ag lawyer to deal with the carbon markets. And there's a recorded webinar in there. So I hope you guys, if you're interested in the carbon market, there's your deal. That's all I can tell you. So check it out on there if you want to. Okay, what else we got going on here? Let's discuss some exports and other stuff. The U.S. alfalfa hay exports totaled 128,000 metric tons in May, according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. That's way down, nearly 10% from the previous month, and more than a 35% decline in alfalfa exports compared to May of last year. China's demand for U.S. alfalfa continued to diminish in May, with the Asian country only importing 24,000 metric tons. That's down 70% from the previous year. Japan, which is usually the second largest market, imported more alfalfa hay than China in May at 28,835 metric tons. All other hay, mostly grass, exports totaled 74,409 metric tons in May. The largest markets for U.S. grass hay were Japan at 44,000 metric tons, South Korea at 16,157 metric tons, and Taiwan at 9,407 metric tons. So there you have it. Okay. Let's see what hay prices are doing according to the USDA from reported sales. Big deal. Reported sales. Let's check out Kansas on alfalfa. Premium alfalfa is running somewhere. They didn't have a very good deal there. 110 to 150. Good alfalfa hay is $80 to $200, which at $200 a ton was delivered. And fair alfalfa was $70 to $125 a ton, and that $125 was delivered. That's not good. Not in Kansas. Missouri, whole different story. Premium alfalfa, $175 to $300 per ton. $150 to $175 on good, and $125 to $150 on fair alfalfa. Just some decent cow hay. New Mexico, $200 to $400 is what it's selling for. And I'm telling you, when you hear me say these $300 a ton or $400 a ton, I'm guessing that that's probably square bales sold where they sell them at every corner in New Mexico and Colorado during the alfalfa season, and they're high and people are buying them. A lot of horses in those countries. Nothing available on good alfalfa prices in New Mexico, and $110 to $165 per ton for fair alfalfa. In Oklahoma, $160 to $165 for premium, $150 to $160 on good, and nothing available on fair. Let's see what Texas is doing on alfalfa. $250 to $310 per ton on premium, and that's delivered, both of those prices. Same thing here on fair, $230 to $270. And on, that was on good. Sorry, fair alfalfa, $250 delivered is what they're doing in Texas. Grass hay prices reported to the USDA from selected states here. Kansas, $160 for premium per ton. Missouri's $150 to $200 on premium. Oklahoma, none available. And Texas, none available. But on good, Texas has $200 to $225 per ton delivered. Oh, and there you have it. We got it. Okay, let's see here. Check this out on, if you get a minute, go to Farm Journal's Ag Web and go to the news and livestock portion. This story will just probably make some of you guys that can remember what the New World screwworm was doing back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and part of the 80s. They show an image on here, and it's pretty bad. You can almost smell that image, if that makes sense. But this, the title of this story is "The Smell You'll Never Forget: A Calf Infested with the New World Screwworm." The stench is like a roadkill stewed in infection. Explains. I practiced this. I think I can say his whole name, Jose Santiago Galarita Espinoza. I got it. He's from Panama. He's a cattle producer. He's describing an animal that had been infected with the New World screwworm. He said, you'll smell it before you see it. He goes on to describe the appearance, the little dehorning scrape you didn't worry about. Now it's fist-sized hole with just pulsating with maggots. Not on top, under the skin. Hundreds of cream-colored worms with screw-like spines eating your cow alive. And I'm going to describe this to you because if you've never been around it, you need, this is what could come if we don't get a hold on it. Galarato is a Panamanian livestock production specialist and animal science professional with a diverse and practical background in cattle production, ag policy, and international ranch management. He currently serves as a technical assistant team manager Galucci RL, where he leads strategic incentives in cattle production and technical outreach. He said, this ain't just flies. We buried calves eating alive in 48 hours. Post-calving cows are setting ducks. I found one last week with maggots deep in her. She was trembling as she tried to nurse her calf. Just sad. To catch New World screwworm and stop the spread, he said, encourage daily womb checks, including navels on newborns, fresh cows, check them, sheaths on bulls, branding cuts, and tagging nicks. Some red flags include a wound that will swell overnight or oozes cloudy fluid and a milk tank mysteriously dropping. So just the story's too long, but check out that story. It goes on forever, but it'll give you a taste of what they're dealing with down in there. So, all right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll come back. We got Heyday Tuesdays coming up, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. Get your pen and pencil ready, and I'll repeat them twice so you don't miss nothing. And I'm going to try to get all these into the Penny News edition next week on that big ad in there on the Day in Ag segment of the Penny News. Try to get that in there today before the deadline. That's my problem with doing that. We've done it a couple of times, but there's a deadline on the Penny News today and Heyday Tuesdays on Tuesday, and it's hard to get that put in the last second. And we don't want to do it next week because it might not be the correct information. Just to let you know why I've only done that once, but I'm going to try like heck today to get her done. All right. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Looking for oil and gas production equipment? Evolve Vessel has you covered, both code and non-code production equipment. We maintain a comprehensive inventory of Roustabout supplies, from welding to tank batteries, as well as pipe and structural steel. We've got what your crew needs to keep moving. Stop by our full retail store, Highway 6 South in Elk City, open to the public Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Whether you're building from the ground up or keeping things running, trust Evolve Vessel, where oil-filled operations evolve.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I got a little bit to share with you when I get done. Hey-dee-o. 92 degrees at Mangum for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Feels like 97. The heat risk is low. Dew point 69, humidity 46. The winds are out of south at 13 with wind gust up to 21. 19/100ths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85 degrees. Sunset at 8:52. Mostly sunny and 96 today. Mostly clear and 73 tonight. Tomorrow just hot and 98 with more wind like today. So not good. Well, I had to go during, when we went to that last break, I had to go up front and ask Jaden, who runs Tradio, what question she asked for at Tradio, because I was looking on the text line. I was like, what is going on? I seen skinny dipping, pitching horseshoes, fishing, horseback riding, nude snow skiing. And I was like, what is the question? Root beer floats, and so watermelon or cantaloupe. So I guess her question was, 1 out of 10 adults during the summer have never experienced this. Well, I'll be honest with you, I've never experienced nude snow skiing either. So didn't even know they did that. Well, you never know what goes on in Colorado up in that area, so we got that going on. All right, here's Hey-dee-o. You guys ready? I got one that I haven't wrote down yet. I got it on the text line here. You ready? It's alfalfa. Big, 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 big square bales. The big ones. 400 big square bales of alfalfa. It's 2 years old. It's in the barn. It's not horse hay, but it's super good cow hay. 580-799-0074. Got 400 big square bales of alfalfa in a barn. It's not horse hay, but it's really, really good cow hay. If it's in the barn, it's been taken care of. 580-799-0074. All right, we got 180 bales. Finally, some people from up north are sending me a text message to get some hay. So 180 bales of Ozarka Bermuda grass round bales. It's been fertilized, 3 wraps on it, 64 by 70 inch bales. 580-541-4332 in Fairview. 180 bales of Ozarka Bermuda grass, fertilized, 3 wraps, 64 by 70 wraps, or 70-inch bales, 64 by 70. You hearing that, Sugar Daddy, if you're listening? How much bigger is in those housewife bells you put up. 580-541-4332. And that's in Fairview. Okay, we got some round bells, the Plains Blue Stem. 580-878-1157. Can load. Can even haul some for you if you need it. Round bells, Plains Blue Stem, 580-878-1157. True to Cal, hey, $75 to $85 a bale. And the reason why that is, he's got some that got rained on and some that didn't. But he said the rained on hay is still really good, but he's discounting it. $75 to $85 a bale, south of Sayre, 580-243-8676. Got some, let's see here, alfalfa, round bales, big bales, I can promise you. I picked a few of them up. They're big, heavy bales. $170 a ton, really good cow hay. Got some good rye hay for sale, $120 a ton, all round bales of hay. And then got some from last year, 11%, 120. I don't know what that 11% is, but 120 a ton for some sorghum mix with cowpeas. Got some beardless wheat hay, 1,200 pound bales, $80 a bale west of Highway 6, or Highway 6, Highway School, off of 6 Highway. Can load, 405-694-8313. Beardless wheat hay, 1,200 pound bales, $80 a bale. Really good stuff. I drove by there the other day. It's some really good looking hay. South of Elk, can load, 405-694-8313. Some pretty good priced rye hay right here around Elk City at $50 a bale, 799-2975. Rye hay, $50 a bale, 799-2975. And what do we got here? Here's some from Kansas. He texts back, must not sold at all. 140 bales of 4x5 Planet Prairie Mix grass hay. Really good horse hay, $45 a bale. And that's for those housewife size bales, those 4x5s. 913-915-6464. 140 bales of 4x5 Planet Prairie Mix good horse hay, $45 a bale, 913-915-6464. At that price, and as good as that prairie hay mix is that they plant up there in Kansas, I'd be going, if I had room and time, I'd have that hauled down here and feed it down here or even resell it. Might make a pretty good deal. All right, let's see here. 180 bales of True to Cal, $75 a bale. 56 bales, I think, my shorthand. I sometimes can't even read it. Of winter peas, 3.5 wraps on these bales. Around Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. Got 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa. Not rained on, $75 a bale. Hobart, 580-550-0105. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on, $75 a bale. Hobart America, 580-550-0105. Got some really good wheat hay put up right out here west of Elk City between here and Sayre. Nice, clean, huge bales. $80 a bale. Can load, 580-821-2838. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, huge bales. $80 a bale. Can load, 821-2838. There you have it. I always write all the stuff down from the text lines or take pictures from my phone and stuff. So if anybody needs a number or something, I bet I can scan back and get her. Okay, let's see here. Well, about out of time here, but there's a really cool article in Rutgers. If you go to Rutgers and check it out, and the article is called Sniffer Dogs Help Mexico Fight the Flesh-Eating Screwworm. It is really interesting to read this story. If you guys get a chance, go check it out. Mexico is trying to go to a lot of, go out way out on a limb to help us help them, because that screw worm's coming into Mexico too, because this comes from Nicaragua and Panama, the screw worm, and they're training dogs to sniff out the screw worm on animals and stuff. That ain't going to help much with the flies that do that, but we'll see what's going on. Brandon will be on tomorrow, and we're going to call his daughter Emma. She's going to OSU in Ag Communications. Should be a pretty eventful day on the show tomorrow. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.